Secretary Simon, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You are seriously one of my favorite politicians of all time. I'm so tickled pink that you're Secretary of State. You know, please just keep going. You're just brilliant.
I bet you say that to all the elected officials on your show.
Not even close. Not even close.
Well, thank you.
We, of course, caucus night. Let's start off. I like to, when we have an event like this come up, we kind of go back to the bare basics. Explain exactly what caucus night is in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, caucus night is a chance for the major parties to host basically neighborhood meetings. And you go to this neighborhood meeting and you do a few things. First, you meet your neighbors. Second, you get to weigh in on the governor's race. And keep in mind, this is an open seat governor's race. So the two major political parties, the DFL party and the Republican party, will be having a straw poll or straw vote that will be reported publicly. So people get an early sort of insider view of who party activists are supporting or favoring at a given moment. And then the other thing that you do is discuss party business. Whatever your political party, it's an opportunity to discuss platform ideas, issues, and so forth going forward. And then I guess finally is the opportunity, ideas, issues, and so forth, next level of the endorsing process, which would be your county or district convention, depending on where you live. So that's really what it is. It should be relatively short. The start time is absolutely the same and uniform all over the state, no matter what political party or where you live. It's 7 p.m. tomorrow night. That's Tuesday, February 6th. And if any of your listeners are in doubt as to where they go, they can just go to our caucus finder by going to mnvotes.org. That's mnvotes.org. And they can type in their name.org. That's mnvotes.org. It's typically a school, sometimes it's a church, sometimes it's another public building, but they can go and find out where to show up.
And it will ask you what political party, too, right? Because, I mean, the Democrats, Republicans generally meet in different areas.
That's right, exactly.
Let's go through the four things here, because I think it's important to understand this. This is base democracy. When you talk about getting together with neighbors, it reminds me of the 1700s, 1800s, the early stages of this country, where that's how the politics were done. You met with your neighbors, and you got in unison on decisions, and you moved them forward. As we talk about the four things you brought up here, that's the first thing. It is a really good way just to sit down and talk with your neighbors about what's going on in the neighborhood.
That's right. It's town hall style democracy. That's it. It's all based on the precinct level, which is the sort of building block organizing unit of politics in this state and in most states. And so you go there and it will be people that you probably know if you've lived in the neighborhood. And if you don't know them or you're new to the neighborhood, you'll get to know them. They're people who, because they've showed up at your own political party's caucus, probably share with you a lot of views and values. And there you can talk about the candidates for governor or any other office for that matter, float ideas for the party platform, usually in resolution form. And that part of it, you know, especially in this day and age when so much in campaigns in particular is done with a lot of zeros on the end, a lot of heavy spending, a lot of ad buys, a lot of real macro and impersonal kind of politics, here's a way that it's really intensely local and personal, where you can show up and at the grassroots level, not in a stadium, not in an arena, but typically just in a classroom somewhere and meet friends and neighbors who might share your worldview.
The second thing you mentioned is you talked about the governor's race, chiming in on that. There's going to be a straw poll that goes on there. Is it just the governor's race? Obviously, we have Amy Klobuchar seat up on the federal level, a special election for the other Senate seat. We have House seats up for the federal level. We also have the Minnesota House plus statewide offices up for grabs. Is it only the governor's race, or is there other races, too, that will be talked about?
Well, the only race for which there's going to be a straw poll, because it's required, actually, under Minnesota law, is the governor's race. So there will be a straw poll there and no other one that I know of in either party that's going to be publicly released. However, I think the nub of your question gets at what an exciting year this is.
Yes.
We have, for the first time since 1978, 40 years, first time we have two, not one, but two U.S. Senate races going on at the same time. We have races for Secretary of State, for Auditor, for Attorney General, of course, State House races, U.S. House races. So the ballot will be full, and there's a lot going on. But to your specific question, yeah, the straw poll will only apply to the gubernatorial candidates in both major parties.
Secretary of State for the state of Minnesota, Steve Simon, joining us right now. You mentioned party business was the third thing you get to, and I think that this is important because this is a way for people to hash out. Sometimes it's a local issue. We've had cases in Minnesota where caucus issues from a local caucus end up making it all the way up to a national ticket. And it might be something where you think to yourself, oh, this might only be something that that matters to me. But by going to the caucus and bringing it up, you actually can gauge the interest and possibly send an issue down the line that gets up to the state and eventually maybe even up to a federal platform.
Absolutely crucial point. You're totally right about that. I think some people ask, particularly if they're somewhat new to politics, you know, these party platforms I hear about, which are statements of values and principles and ideals, who writes them? How do they come to be? Well, one of the ways that they come to be is that activists or neighbors or local folks at the local level start out in a classroom somewhere, for example, at a precinct caucuses. They have an idea, something that they think the party should take a stand on, a stand against maybe, and they put it in resolution form, which is just a fancy word for something written on a piece of paper. It can be a sentence, it can be a paragraph, it can be more, some statement of principle or statement of policy, and everyone votes on it. Do you want to pass this up onto the next level, the district or the county unit convention? And then at that level, the folks in the room decide, well, should it go to the state convention level? And then at that level, it can even go all the way up to the federal level and the national level for both political parties. And you're absolutely right. There are ideas that have come from everyday folks at the neighborhood level that have made it into party platforms, both state and national. And this is everyone's opportunity, forget the candidates for a minute, to just talk about issues and policy and taking a stand against or for something, and this is where it happens in the platform debates.
Final thing you mentioned is the next level. Basically, a lot of these caucuses, I remember at our caucus last time I was there, we needed delegates that could move up the line that would go to the district races that are there, and then they go up to the statewide races. There's a lot of people that the political system needs people, whether it's people that are working at the polling stations or people to act as delegates for individual parties. I mean, it's based on that. That's how we get conveyed the stuff from the ground roots, the caucus level, up to the politicians, up to a state party platform, or how we operate elections as they are. I mean, it's so important. And this is one of those things on caucus night that I think gets lost a little bit. But the reality is that this is an integral part of each party, the Republicans and the Democrats, being able to formulate a party response.
You're exactly right about that. And I would encourage your listeners and anyone else, if somebody supports a candidate, let's say for governor, let's say for some other office, or supports an issue strongly enough, to really consider going on to that next level, the next convention level, which in the Twin Cities tends to be a Senate district convention. In other areas of the state, it tends to be a county unit, or sometimes it can be both, but basically the next level. So if you really are fired up about candidate X for governor, or you're really fired up about issue Y as a matter of the platform, I really encourage folks to go to that next level. Get elected as a delegate to the next level. And that all happens in that classroom or wherever it is that your neighbors are gathered, and it's typically a pretty small group, where you can volunteer to go to that next level on behalf of a candidate or on behalf of a particular issue. And it's time well spent, and it really, really can make a difference.
Once again, the website you mentioned, mnvotes.org, mnvotes.org, routes you to the Secretary of State's page. And in the very top here, learn about precinct caucuses. You can link on that. Should also mention there, registering to vote, finding out where you vote, basics of voting. You'll find that all there on that page as well.
Exactly. No, it's a really great resource. We're really proud of it. And, you know, in many ways, it's never been easier than it is now to register, to vote. We just got to get the word out to folks, especially in a non-presidential election year where there's a certain segment that isn't maybe quite as attuned to the rules as they would otherwise be. But there's so much going on the ballot in Minnesota this year. Two U.S. Senate races, an open seat governor's race, all the constitutional offices, U.S. House, U.S. Senate, State House. There's going to be a lot going on, and the election is going to be here 9 months from tomorrow, the general election.
Well, and it's going to come fast. And I mean, a lot of people, I think, are far more energized than they were the last election cycle. And I think that this is important, and this is where you begin. Caucus night is where you begin with this, and it is incredibly important that you participate, especially at the local level, just for no other reason. You can say hi to your neighbors and find out what they're thinking about, too. I would be remiss if I did not mention we do have an election. I do believe you mentioned Secretary of State is on the ballot coming up here in November. You are running again for Secretary of State, correct?
I am running for re-election. I am. Yes.
We'll leave it at that. I will say this, my own personal feeling, I think you're doing a sensational job, but I'm biased because you were my House rep for many years over at Hopkins St. Louis Park. You were fantastic there. I was so happy when I saw you went to Secretary of State, and I think you're doing an exceptional job. So thank you very much for being my Secretary of State.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for having me on. And anytime, I'm happy to chat.
MNVotes.org, MNVotes.org. Secretary of State Steve Simon, the Secretary of State for Minnesota. Thank you very much for the time, sir. All right, thank you very much. We'll tell you what, we're going to spotlight that one. We absolutely do need to spotlight that interview. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a commercial break right now and come on back. I do want to mention, we have tragic news, speaking of Election Day 2018. A sign from God never came. I'll tell you about that more in a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.